Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
We are coming up on 8:45, almost 8:46, 14 before 9, Memorial Day 2020. It is also Monday, May 25th, highs of 88 today, a 40% chance for some downpours. There's already been some rain, I believe Dave Cohen said, uptown and a little bit on the West Bank in Gretna and so forth, but you know how it is in the summertime. It can pop up out of nowhere and then disappear just quickly. Throughout the remainder of the week and the month and then next month and a month after that, barring any tropical weather, is going to be hot and humid. The only difference is going to be chance for showers. And I'll give you that throughout the week. 60% tomorrow, 70% on Wednesday. Likewise on Thursday, down to 40% on Friday. And then Saturday and Sunday, between 30 and 40%. There is a shortage of blood at the blood center. It seemed not too long ago things were somewhat rocking along. Dr. Tim Peterson joins us, medical director of the Blood Center. Good morning, sir. How are you?
Good morning, Tommy. Thanks for allowing us to be on today.
Oh, it's our privilege to do that. That's what we do. Tell me, is this something that happened all of a sudden? I thought I remembered when we spoke to you last time, things were going relatively well or not?
Yeah, they were. It's kind of the perfect storm hit. With the easing of restrictions, hospitals were allowed to start doing elective procedures again. And with two or more months of patients waiting to have procedures done, also with the beginning or more extension of chemotherapy and bone marrow transplants, blood usage went from minimal because it was just necessary or trauma surgeries to full-blown schedules at most of the hospitals in the region. And that ramped up rather quickly. The bad part is there are still restrictions on how many of our centers we can have open, and there's restrictions on mobile blood drives, being able to have collections at businesses. So as the blood usage significantly ramped up, we were put in a situation of having smaller collections available at the time. So we are in a critical, critical situation right now. We still have restrictions on our mobile drives that we're able to set up, though that is easing a little bit. And we still have restrictions on which centers we're able to open at this point.
Do you sense people are maybe hesitant to go in because they're afraid of somehow catching something, even though that's not going to happen? I just want to surface that so you can address it so nobody thinks, I'm not going there, I'm not doing that.
Well, my wife and I donated ourselves yesterday, and we didn't see any of that at the center we had visited in Metairie. Mm-hmm. I think the donors are ready to come in. It's just we have limited slots to be able to get the donors in because of our limited locations. And we're asking people, until things are able to open up some more, to go to our website, thebloodcenter.org. You can call or on the website schedule an appointment. You can even answer the donor questionnaire that's required, and you can do that on the same day that you donate before you get in. All of that will save time. It will allow donors to come in quicker and leave with less exposure to other donors. We're having to do that also. So I think as things begin to get better, which they are, and we're able to open up, we're able to hopefully provide more blood to the components to the area. And this is not just here. This is happening across the country. We've had blood centers contact us and ask us for help with them, and we've reached out to other centers, and most of us are experiencing the same problems.
So do you make an appointment, doctor? We're talking about donating blood with Dr. Tim Peterson, medical director of the blood center, and they're experiencing, I guess, critical shortage would be accurate?
That would put it mildly, yes.
So do you make an appointment to donate, doctor? How does that work out? Or do you try to keep people one at a time? Just if somebody's listening right now and they want to help and they want to donate, the first step would be?
Would be contacting the blood center, either online or at 1-800-86-BLOOD. And you can certainly schedule a time to go in, and or you can contact and see if there are any available slots right then and there. There usually are. And they could also visit one of the centers. There usually is spaces available for people to walk in. But if they choose to schedule one, that would be no problem. And again, we can make things fast to get them in, get them out, less exposure to other people who are there. That would be the best way. And we are having, like Children's Hospital has been wonderful, and they will be hosting a fairly large drive at Children's Hospital. St. Tammany Parish Chamber of Commerce is going to be hosting some drives for us. But these are few and far between that we're able to get our mobile drives out. We usually do 5 to 10 mobile drives a day with our buses or in the business itself. Those have been put on hold until hopefully the next phase opens up for the state.
If you will, doctor, recap how important it is, how far a pint of blood can go and what a difference it can make in the lives of not just one person, but others as well, correct?
Absolutely. Today, we rarely use whole blood. That would be blood just straight out of the vein into the bag. Blood is separated into components. And so when someone comes in to donate and we separate it mostly into red blood cells, platelets, and plasma, those components can go to a patient who only needs a certain blood product to help them in their underlying condition. So we tell people we're not really asking for blood anymore. We're asking for much more important. We're asking for your time. And that's the most important thing all of us have. But an hour of your time to be a blood donor can make a lifetime to somebody who receives your product. So we really, really have wonderful donors in Louisiana and Mississippi region. And they've always responded to the call, especially in summertime. You know, when schools are out, colleges and high schools have been closed for a while, that's 25 to 30% of our blood collections. The younger donors have been wonderful. And so all of this coming together has really created this significant need for blood products right now.
In terms of coronavirus, COVID-19, how does that affect your ability to donate if you had it, et cetera? Doctor, if you could expand on that a little bit.
Yeah, actually, it has been very helpful for patients who have had coronavirus who have come in and donated afterwards. We have been providing what's known as convalescent plasma. This is plasma that has been collected from somebody who had COVID, documented case, and now they are providing plasma that contains antibodies, which we believe have a significant effect on patients who are severely affected by COVID-19. There have been numerous transfusions of convalescent plasma, and the results have been incredibly promising. Patients have, within 1 to 3 days, have come off of the ventilator and have returned to normal over days. So that's been ongoing. So if somebody has had a history of COVID-19, the FDA recommends that they wait. If they're going to donate whole blood, they have to wait 28 days after feeling completely normal. And that would be many of the people in our region now who've experienced it. Maybe they had mild to moderate symptoms. If somebody wishes to be a convalescent plasma donor, they would only have to be feeling good for 14 days. That's not from when the test was positive, but when you started to feel completely normal, 2 weeks after that, and they could make an appointment to donate plasma, which can be used to treat severe COVID-19 patients.
Thank you, Doctor. I appreciate your time. Good luck. I hope we helped you out a little bit. I hope we can. Donations desperately needed at the Blood Center. If you want to find out more, all you have to do is go to bloodcenter.org and they'll fix you up. And then you can help out and save some lives. All right, taking a break. Coming back, WWL.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.